Hello and welcome to the Stupid Scammer Calls. My name is Wayne May and I'll be introducing each call. Thanks go to the lovely Jill who joins me for this one, made during a night of lad calls on our 9th anniversary, which you've titled, Tell Me Your Name. During a lad calling session, one that hadn't answered when we first called him decided to call back. The problems were that A, we didn't know his name, and B, our recording software wasn't running at the time. To fix this, I had to hang up, then call him back a few minutes later so we could record the call. Lovely Jill pretended to be my wife and claimed I'd asked her to call him back while I let the nip out but only given her the number. I'd like to point out right now at the start that we have no issues with a person's sexuality, but will use the fact that it's a huge issue where the scammer lives and it's a trigger to get him out of his comfort zone to our advantage, as you'll hear in this call. In the second part, we also get to speak to his wife and persuade her to sing for us. If you enjoy this, feel free to check out more calls, read some of the stupid things scammers have said in their emails at stupidscammers.com, or help fight the scammers by getting the word out at scamsurvivors.com. In the meantime, enjoy the calls.
Hello?
Oh, hello. My husband got a missed call on his mobile phone. He's just popped out. Can you tell me who this is, please?
Hello?
Hello, can you tell me who this is, please? My husband got a missed call on his phone.
Yes, someone called me with this line. So I decided to call back to know who is calling.
Ah, right. And what is your name, sir?
Who am I speaking with? Who called before? Someone called me with the line. I said I called back to know who is calling.
My husband's name is Wayne. And my name is Mafanwi, and we are in the United Kingdom. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, so, and who are you?
You called before. I don't know who you want to talk to.
Okay, so what's your name?
I saw a missed call.
Okay. Well, I'm now getting very worried because I don't know who called my husband. Hello?
Well, he left.
Oh. He doesn't know what character rang. That's what it was.
He didn't, yeah. We'll call him back. It wasn't a missed call. Because he called me and I said I'd ring him back.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, basically, he called.
He's not going to tell me who he is.
And all I've said to you is, can you ring this number and find out what I need to do?
Yeah.
Okay. But I haven't said anything more to you.
Okay.
So let's try it again.
Hello, sir. Hello. Did you cut the call or was it network?
Pardon?
Did you cut the call or was it network? You spoke to my husband a couple of minutes ago and he said he would call back.
I saw a missed call, okay, on my phone from this number, okay? I said to call back to know who is calling the number.
Who do you want to talk to?
Did you make any call to this line?
You called us. You called my husband.
I tried to call back to know who called me earlier. Okay? Someone called me with this line. I tried to call back to know who is calling.
Right. What is your name? My husband must have called you.
Did your husband call me?
Yes.
Who did you want to talk to?
You.
Who am I?
Don't you know? Have you forgotten?
Who?
Have you forgotten? Do you know who
What is the name of the person your husband wants to talk to? Since it's your husband that called.
Yeah. The name of the person is your name. Do you understand me? I'm just calling you back. <He's gone. laughs>
I'll call him back now.
All right, you call him back. You call him back and be cross.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, be pissed off because he wouldn't talk to your wife.
Well, exactly.
Yes.
Here we go.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Why did you hang up on my wife?
Who are you? Who did you want to talk to?
You called... Look, I had to nip out quickly, right? So I said to my wife, can you ring this number up? Because I need to go out, but I need to call you back. And what do? You hang up on my wife. You insult my wife. I mean, that's not a good thing to do, is it?
Who are you?
I'm Wayne.
Your wife?
I'm Wayne. You spoke to my wife earlier, Mavanwi. So, what
I
you...
spoke to your wife about what?
Well, listen. I tried calling you. You didn't answer. You then rang back and I said I'd ring you back.
Then who did you want to talk to?
To you!
Who am I?
Well, if you don't know, how the hell do I know?
What who you... is the name of the person you are calling?
Now you're having an affair!
I'm not!
You're having an affair!
I'm not... Look, see the trouble you're getting me into now?
Is somebody calling your phone?
My wife is convinced that I'm having some kind of affair with you. This is what's happening right now. Yeah, see what you've done. Do you see what you've done?
Hello?
You speak to my...
What is the problem?
Speak to my wife. Tell her that we are not having an affair. She's convinced I'm having an affair. She's upset. She's crying. This is all because of you now. So you speak to my wife and tell her that nothing is happening between us. Yes.
I don't understand what you're saying. You called me. Who did you want to talk to? How did you get my line?
What
is the name of the person you are calling?
You called my husband because you're having an affair. And now you won't reveal your name. That's very suspicious.
How did you people get this number? How did you get this number?
You keep calling my husband. Get your own husband.
I don't understand. Having an affair at what?
You are in a relationship with my husband and you are keeping it quiet.
What kind of relationship is it? I don't understand.
You are lovers.
You said what?
You are lovers.
No, I don't understand what you're saying.
You are, because you're keeping it from me. How long has this been going on, Wayne?
Nothing is happening. I swear, nothing is happening. Nothing.
I am confused here. Now, what is your name, please?
Right, let's try this again, okay? Hello, my name is Wayne. And what is your name?
Your name is what?
Wayne.
Wayne.
Yes.
Spell it Wayne, please. Can we spell it?
Can we spell your name? Right, my name, Wayne. W-A-Y-N-E.
E, okay.
Right, my wife is Mavanwi. M-Y-F-A-N-W-E. And your name is, and how do you spell that?
Okay, please. I don't understand. Okay, can I get your email, okay?
Can I get your name first? Speak to my wife again.
No,
my
please.
Wife is still damned upset because she is now convinced that you and I are having an affair. Speak to her. Explain to her that we are not lovers, okay?
Affair as in what? I don't understand.
Give me your email address. I'll put you back on the phone to her. Explain to her.
Yes, send me your email address. Okay, right. Send me my email address. So
you are in a relationship with my husband.
Madam. Hello, madam.
Yes.
Can you give me your email address so we can talk there, okay?
Tell me if you are in a relationship with my husband.
Can I have your email?
You tell me.
Or your own direct line. Can I have your email or your own direct phone number? Can
you
I have it?
Are in a relationship. You love my husband.
I don't understand what you're saying. Okay?
You love my husband.
Let's talk what is important. Can I have your phone number or your email address, please?
I think this is very important. Do you not know what love is?
I don't understand what you are saying. Okay? So we can talk later, okay? So we can communicate. Can I have your email address or your own personal phone number where I can reach you?
You will tell me if you are having a romantic relationship with my husband.
Is your husband gay?
I don't think he's gay, but you are.
Are you a lesbian?
Of course I'm not a lesbian. I'm married.
Then why are you saying your husband is having an affair with someone? Don't you trust your husband? Or have you got caught your husband with a fellow man?
He is having an affair with you.
I am a man, not a woman. So I don't understand what you are saying. That is why I am asking you all this question. Have you caught your husband with a man before?
I haven't,
that
no.
You don't trust me? Then
yes.
Why are you not respecting him? Why are you trying to disrespect your husband? Why are you calling him names? Is that right? You know that Daniel stopped.
I don't even know your name and you are calling my husband.
Madam, okay, let's talk what is important. If you want to discuss with me, if you want to know who I am, send me your email address and your phone number so I can call you direct and we'll talk, okay?
I know you want to keep this from your parents.
I want to keep it from who?
Your parents, your mother and your father. You must
madam,
be very, very embarrassed about this.
No. You have your mouth, you can say whatever you like. I am not embarrassed. But why I'm asking you all this question is because he said it's your husband. Then why are you not trusting your husband? What is the problem?
I did trust my husband.
I have asked you, is your husband a gay? He said no. I asked you, are you a lesbian? He said no. Then why are you disrespecting your husband?
Right. There is a strange man calling my husband, and that strange man is you. That's
from
why.
Here. Where is that person calling your husband from? Where is the person calling your husband from?
You are calling my husband. You are.
From where? From where? Where am I calling your husband from?
I don't know. From somewhere in Africa, I assume.
Calling your husband who is in where?
Why are you calling my husband?
Madam, I don't understand what you're saying. I saw a missed call. I decided to call back to know who is calling my line. So I don't know what you're saying or what you have any issue. If you have any issue with your husband, it's none of my business, okay?
Do you not understand English? You are in a relationship with my husband, because you keep calling
him. I don't know what you're saying. You are accusing me and you are accusing your husband, which is wrong. Unless maybe your husband is having an affair with someone. But I don't know what you're saying. I don't understand what you're talking about.
So you don't understand English?
I understand English. Do you understand English as well? I said, I don't know what you're talking about because I don't have anything with your husband.
Okay? You do, because you keep calling him.
When?
You keep calling my husband. You are in a relationship with him.
Calling him for what?
I don't know. You tell me.
Madam, okay, let's cut this short. Can I have your email address?
You can...
Or your phone, direct phone?
I will
can I have your personal phone number? Or your email address?
I will give you my details when you tell me what's going on with my husband.
Let's talk. So everything will be resolved. Let's talk, okay? Things will be fine. Let's talk. Can I have your details, your contact?
Darling, talk to him.
I'll give you all the information you want. Let me have your details, please.
Well, why won't you give her the information now? All I've asked you to do is tell her your name, tell her why you called me, and then all this can be cleared up. Instead, I've got a sobbing wife right now. Who knows what's going to happen after this call? She's convinced that you and I are in some kind of a relationship. I'm not gay.
Mr. Winnie, are you a gay?
No. Are you?
Then why is your wife suspecting you?
Because, hang on, let me check. She's not around. Right. Quite frankly, because she's not all there in the head. Okay.
Why is your wife suspecting you?
She gets an idea in her head, and that's it. And now she's convinced that for some strange reason, you and I are having some kind of a thing. Obviously we're not. I mean, that's...
In where?
That's blatantly obvious we're not. But she's got it in her head that you and I are having something together now. So what I need you to do is to convince her that nothing is happening between us, and then we can move on with business, okay?
We can move on with what?
With business.
Business?
Yes. But before that, you need to convince my wife...
What kind
that,
of business?
Oh,
what
before kind of business? Business, you need to convince my wife that nothing is happening between us. Okay? Now, I'm
what
gonna,
kind of business
I am gonna put
you
my,
to move on?
I am going to put my wife back on the phone... You are going to convince her that nothing is happening between us. Then you and I can speak. So let me get her, put her back on the phone, and you can clear this up. Okay.
Mr. Winner, what kind of business do you want her to continue?
Speak to him again.
Hello?
Hello? Can I have your phone number and your email address? Stop crying. Crying cannot have any issue.
Oh, my husband says you have something to tell me.
Okay, let your husband tell you what he wants to tell you and call, get back to me, okay?
My husband said you have something to tell me.
What did I have to tell you? Give me your personal phone number and your email address. Then any updates I will give you to your I will send it to you directly. It's not what you are going to be talking on phone. Okay, give me your details. Then I can communicate with you directly.
Tell me your husband. My husband said, you have to tell me something, so tell me.
Tell you what?
I don't know. Tell me.
Okay, give the phone to your husband. Give the phone to your husband.
Here you are, darling. Here you are.
Give him the phone.
Yeah, I'm back.
Give him the phone.
Right. Mr.
Winner.
Have you told her that nothing is going on between us?
Mr. Winner.
She's still sobbing away there. You obviously haven't said anything to her. all.
Can
you
I
have, to,
have your email address, please?
You can't have anything until we clear this up. Now, you need to tell my wife. It's very, very simple. You need to tell my wife that you and I are not having an affair. That I am not gay. That she is perfect. Neither am I. I am not gay. You are not gay. My wife is convinced that you and I are gay and having a relationship. So now you need to explain to her that we are not having a relationship. Okay?
Yes.
This is what you have to do. Once we get this sorted, yes. Until then, no. Let's get this sorted first, then we can move on. So I'm going to put you back on the phone with my wife, and you have to tell her you are not gay, I am not gay, we are not gay together. Right, he's going to speak to you one more time, okay? Let's try this again.